Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Christy.
Oh, hey, Will.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, I lost my voice recently. It was really weird.
Did you? Where did you find it again?
That's such a trick question.
How did you lose? Well, let's start with how did you lose it?
Were you sick?
I think it was the last
episode that we did, or the last time we spoke. You were like, you sound pretty rough. And I was. And I think it's funny to me how, like, as voice actors, your voice tends to be, I don't know about you, but for me, my voice has always been the first thing to go.
Yeah, mine lately has been, if I get a cold or something, it goes right to my throat. And it's I'm always going,
yeah,
you know, it's one of those kind of things.
So nasty.
Do you feel better? You sound better.
I'm on the mend for sure. You know, I think I definitely am grateful that right now I'm not like in production for anything, because that would scary. But
sure.
I feel like so much of your essence as sort of a performer or a creator or whatever, it relies on people knowing it's you from your voice. And so it does kind of like hurt me. It hurts me. Like when I lose it, I take it for granted, you know, and then when it's gone, I'm like, I get a lot of anxiety about it, but I feel good otherwise.
Well, you're a singer, a voiceover actor, and a podcaster. So what do you need your voice for? that's important. So one thing we do have to talk about, and then we're going to get into our amazing guest today. And we are very lucky to have this person with us. But our contest, the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor, we were expecting a good response. We really were. We were expecting to have a number of people enter. So with our partnership with Critical Role and with Prime Video, we were expecting that the word was going to get out there. But I don't think any of us expected this. We got thousands of submissions. We are absolutely blown away by the response we got. It is so cool. I'm amazed, Christy. Amazed.
I'm very heartened by it. I feel like social media can be so great to get the word out. And I think that we were able to do that in a very short amount of time. And so whether you told a friend or you sent it to somebody, or you just took a chance, we're really proud of you. You already did it. You already, made the first step. So congrats to that.
We're truly overwhelmed at the response and really excited to start. So speaking of excited, can you tell us a little bit about who we got today?
I am so excited about today's guest because she just is so fabulous. Diamond White is the voice of Lunella Lafayette, and she is the next big thing. And it's really exciting that I Hear Voices gets to have her on, because we have just the best guests. We really do.
We really do. And her show is just dropped on Disney Channel and Disney Plus. It's going to be huge. So I'm glad we got her now, because I'm guessing a year from now, She's not even going to know who we are or want to have anything to do with us because she's going to be a huge, huge, huge. Yeah, she's too nice to do that, but she's still going to be a huge, huge, huge star. And I'm so glad that we got a chance to talk to her today. Who is it, Christy?
It's Diamond White.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Diamond. How are you?
How are you doing?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I'm just, once again, this is like the ninth time I'm going through your bio because it's so long. You've done so much stuff. This is amazing.
It is. And seeing some familiar names, right? Seeing Phineas and Ferb and a bunch of Disney, some very cool stuff.
Well, we did Transformers Rescue Bots together, but didn't meet. We did Girl Meets World together, but didn't meet.
Oh, wow.
So there's a ton of things that we've crossed over, but never actually met each other or worked together, which I find very interesting.
Wow. That's always how it is.
Right?
We do have Steve Loader in common.
We do have Steve Loader.
Wow. I love him.
Yes, we do too. He's a pretty awesome guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve was responsible for Kim Possible for us, so we were very excited to be working with Steve. So how did you get into the world? I mean, I know, obviously, for everybody out there, they know you from X Factor and all the kind of, you know, the on-camera stuff that you did, but how did you really find voiceover?
I started with Phineas and Ferb when I was around 12 or 13, and I started that playing Holly the Fireside Girl, and it was a small role, but it kept me out in LA. And then ever since then, I just kept auditioning for more and more voiceover roles, and then after that I booked Transformers.
Now, do you like doing VO?
Oh yeah, I love doing voiceover. But I don't have to get ready. I can just pop out of bed. I can do it from a home studio, and even when I go into the studio, I can be in pajamas, and you know, it's fun.
Did you grow up watching cartoons?
I did. I grew up watching like Kim Possible and the Proud Family, yes, and a couple other cartoons. But yeah, I did grow up watching a lot of animation.
I always wonder about the folks that were growing up watching, you know, that era of animation. I feel like it was so unique. And even like now that Steve is working with you, in this amazing piece, it's interesting to me if like subconsciously there were influences on your sort of take, or if maybe there weren't, in which case we're very always interested in, I hear voices about your inspirations and like how you've come to understand character work and stuff like that.
Well, for Lunella, I mean, I've always had an animated voice. People have always told me like, you sound like a cartoon.
My voice, like, that's a compliment.
Yeah, my voice hasn't really aged since I turned 12. It's always kind of been the same. I think some people are just meant for voiceover work, and I think that I'm one of those people.
Well, you're great on camera too. There's some people like me where we have the face for voiceover, but you work perfectly for the on camera stuff too. So can you tell us a little bit about the new show?
Yeah, the show is basically about Lunella Lafayette, aka Moon Girl, and her partner Devil Dinosaur, as they protect the Lower East Side of New York, the LES. And it's a super fun show. It's multi-generational, so it's for families and kids and adults, and it's really good. It teaches you a lot about science and quantum physics, and basically it's about Lunella. You know, she's not only a superhero, but she is a young Black girl growing up, and it teaches you about a lot of the things that young Black girls go through growing up. So it's a really important show.
That's amazing.
You're not only kind of, I think this is the first time that we're ever seeing this character. So, what is it like to join the Marvel world?
Oof. Oh, it's incredible. The show is complementary to the Marvel universe. So there are a couple Easter eggs in the show that if you're really into Marvel and stuff like that, you'll see.
Yeah, he is.
I'll find him. I'll find him. If they're there, I'll find him. I promise.
Will raised his hand real high.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm nerd and proud of it. So I'm sure
you're
going
to watch
all that stuff. Of course I'm going to watch it.
Looks awesome. I know we are.
So you said that the Phineas and Ferb, when you were 12, your kind of entry into the world kept you out in Los Angeles. Where did you start?
What do you mean by that?
Where were you from? I guess let's start from there.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan, but my mom put me in a bunch of singing competitions when I was younger because I love to sing. And I started off doing musicals, actually. I started off doing The Color Purple when I was around 8, mm-hmm. and then The Lion King when I was around 12. Yeah.
So were you on tour with those shows?
I was on tour with The Color Purple, and then The Lion King was in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez. And you're 12 in Vegas.
Yeah.
And doing The Lion King.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, talk about a place that is unlike anywhere else in the world. Being in Vegas at 12 must be nuts.
Yeah, I didn't understand it at first. My mom loved it. She loved being in a casino.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, so I hate to do this to you, but we do this to everybody.
Okay.
You love to sing. You love to do on camera. You love to do voiceover. If you had to pick just one to pursue, what would you take? I know, right?
I would take voiceover.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Over singing.
You can be so many characters. And a lot of those characters sing. Lunella sings.
Okay.
The theme song and all of the other songs that are in the show. So with voiceover, I get to have a taste of a lot of worlds.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. All right. So then
that's wait. Another, I have to wait. Wait,
you go.
Wait.
Oh, you go. So you go.
Got
you go.
The, you did the you're doing the theme song. That's actually really big. A lot of times people will confuse me for Christina Milian, and I have to make sure that people understand that very different. We're very different. Kim did sing in Kim Possible a couple times, but it's so good that you're doing the theme song and then you're following up with musical numbers in the actual piece. So what is that like? I mean, when they're, are they approaching you with original songs? Like how, for people who don't know, do they have composers? Is it Steve that's writing the music? Like who's writing the music and then giving it to you to sing?
Rafael Sadiq is,
oh my gosh,
executive producing everything. And there was about 2 or 3 weeks where we had an original song to do every week. So it's a very musical show and the music is insane. It's like, you know, they took a lot of inspiration from New York. Like you can walk down the street and hear every different style of music. So they tried to make every song a different genre. And, you know, it's a lot of different genres. It's a lot of fun. And I'm just excited to sing on the show.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's like a melting pot of sound in a way to like capture. That's amazing. Yeah, we're from Connecticut, but Will and I both grew up going to New York as like little kids and auditioning there, kind of starting there. The familiar... sounds and smells of New York.
It does. Well, it has such a vibe. It's such a just a city that's absolutely alive 24/7. So to be able to capture that or even just a small piece of it animated every week is incredible because the flavors of the city are just so rich and explosive that the idea of being able to animate that is really, really cool to me. Have you seen any of the show yet?
Yeah, I have. I've seen a lot more than the general public, but it's a really cool show. There's music. There's even the art was inspired by like Basquiat and Banksy and just like a lot of the New York graffitiers.
Oh, that's amazing.
So the show is very authentic to wear. And a lot of the spaces you see in the show are based off of real places in New York, thanks to Steve Lauder. He really did his research on this and wanted it to feel like an authentic New York show. So it's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I didn't know. I wonder if Steve has ties to New York. Does he, or did he just like do what he needed to do to create the world really rich?
No, I want to say that he grew up there.
I feel like he has an accent. I feel like Steve definitely has an accent. We just had him on the show not too long ago, and I remember him. Yeah, he has a little bit of an accent. Yeah. I'm going to ask.
I think he's also one of those guys who's just very obsessive about making things look right. So, whether he grew up there or not, I can't remember, but you know that he did all the research to make sure that everything's perfect. And that's the things that I love, especially when it's set in some place like New York. Like a place like New York, Chicago, Detroit, LA, these places have their own vibe to them. And when you're going to make that a character on the show, you got to make sure you're doing it justice. So I'm guessing you're really going to be able to see New York for New York, which is awesome.
Oh, man, my girls are really interested in science. And what I love about this in terms of Lunella sort of engaging with STEM and quantum physics is that I do think it's such a wonderful message to send, how sort of like you can be independent through through science and your own means and like figuring it out for yourself. And I love seeing that. And as a parent, that's just such a great message to send to kids, you know?
Yeah. Lunella is one of the smartest superheroes in the Marvel universe. So of course her big brain, she loves to get into quantum physics and science and math. And it is a really good message for younger girls to pick up. And it's a show that I like needed when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to finally see it come to life and see all of the amazing things that Lunella brings to the table.
That's incredible. So
change you want to see, they say.
Yes, be the change.
Yes, one girl can make a difference.
I love that. Yay! That's amazing. So speaking of just regular, you know, different animation, if we always love to ask this as well. You get to pick any character you want. Who's the ultimate character that you'd want to play?
Yeah, not just in Marvel. Not just
anything.
Marvel.
Anything you want.
I would love to play Catwoman. I think that she's very cool. I loved seeing Halle Berry play her, and even in like they had a show, the Gotham show. It was really cool seeing Cameron play her. I'd love to play Catwoman. I love a good Harley Quinn.
Yes, of course.
I love that you're just really throwing out Batman characters, which is that's my jam. So that's my favorite thing in the world. So just hearing the DC Batman stuff is the greatest thing in the world. I love that.
Yeah, there were two characters that I would want to play. But if there was a character that I would love to have Lunella meet and kind of play off of, it would be Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could totally happen, too. That's the joy of the universe.
Yeah. especially because Disney Channel has, like, their Spidey team animation happening right now. I know
you love to keep everything in the family. I mean, the crossovers are the best part, and you're just wondering who's going to come where and who's going to do what. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, I think that's very, very cool.
I think Disney's smart. They're pretty smart people over there.
Been it for a while.
I feel like 100 years too, which is actually really cool when you think about that. You get to be a part of that moment too. And I mean, you've worked with Disney for a long time, but I am curious, what is it like? What does Disney mean to you? Like, what is being part of like the Disney family like?
I mean, it's really cool. I've been a part of my first bigger role that I had with the whole Disney family was a part of the Lion King family, the Lion Guard, where I got to play Fuli. And that was a show that I was like, oh my God, we're a part of the Lion King kind of legendary thing. And it's really
cool. I'm geeking out. We love your character.
But I'm really grateful to Disney for keeping me in the family. I feel like every role that they've given me or allowed me to have has been really cool, and I just get to have fun in the booth, and that's kind of all I'm here for. It's just having fun in the booth, being a kid, keeping my kid dreams alive.
Isn't that the best? So wait, you were on Girl Meets World too, right?
Mm-hmm. I played Sage.
So I did. I don't think we ever worked together. I think I was probably as I got there. It's, you know, I came very sporadically. So I don't think we ever had a chance to actually work together.
No, I think I had one or two scenes. I was like the cool girl in the bathroom, kind of giving advice.
Sage. It was years ago. She's Sage. It was what they did there.
Oh, I love that.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I have one other question because we had Justin Guarini on the show not too long ago.
Yes, that's right.
And he was telling us about kind of the process of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Could you walk us through just a little bit of the process of X Factor? Because, it's such a juggernaut of a show. I mean, what is it like?
Well, I was about 12. I went through a whole bunch of pre-auditions before I got on the actual TV show. And the show, actually, my first audition was edited to make it seem like Simon was a lot meaner to me.
And really?
That's as mean fascinating.
To me as he was very sweet to me, but they edited it to look like he was like, oh, don't sing Adele. And Adele was never on my playlist of songs that I was going to sing. It's a lot of editing, but it was a lot of fun. I'm happy that I got to perform every week on stage and I made it to top five, which is
that's huge.
Yeah. I was just having fun. It was more stressful for my mom behind the scenes.
I bet.
But I was just having fun on stage and learning all these new things. It was
You know what's really funny is that Justin actually was doing was going to do and then eventually did right around American Idol, Lion King as well.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What did he play?
Gosh, who was he?
Well, he turned it down. Remember, I forget who they offered him. So he said he literally got there. He got to the American Idol studio and he was looking at the stage. All he wanted to do was be on Lion King. He just wanted to be in Lion King. They kept rejecting him. He goes, he auditions for American Idol. He finally gets through. He gets onto the stage. And he says the day that he's supposed to go on the stage, they call and say, we'd like you to come and be in the Lion King.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I had to look up and decide what I wanted to do. We don't think our producer just clicked in and said, we don't think he told us what role it was for. But
I'm looking at it. I'm like, was it Mufasa?
I forget. No, but he said, I had to sit there and decide what I wanted to do with my life. And he said he ended up choosing American Idol, which was the best decision he had made. But that's all he wanted to do was Lion King.
One of my goals is to go back and play Big Nala.
Nice. Okay.
I feel that. That's a great
part. I love
her
so much. So, okay. One other question I have to ask because it's another show that I did and is very, very close to my heart. Who did you play on Rescue Bots?
I was Francine Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Never getting a chance to work together. Were you in the booth with everybody? I'm Bumblebee.
You're Bumblebee?
I'm Bumblebee.
My goodness. Yeah, we had a couple sessions where we were all in the booth together. I mainly played along Elon.
Okay.
He was the younger kid. I can't remember the name of the character, but I played along Elon. It was the two younger kids always going with each other. But there were a few times where we had all the robots in the room, but I never met you.
Yes, I was Bumblebee. Nice. My best friend Jason Marsden was also on the on Rescue Bots.
I remember him.
He's a great bot. But I got to play Bumblebee for many years, and my voice would just be down here. Let's rev up and roll out, and it was just a ton of fun. It was so fun to get to play a Transformer. It's just such another. But that's the thing. I mean, you're now when you look at the huge shows that you've been involved with and the companies you've been involved with, from X Factor to now Marvel to the Transformers to Phineas and Ferb. I mean, you've been kind of upper echelon since you started. That's a pretty phenomenal career, especially voiceover wise, to just come in at the top and stay there is pretty impressive.
Thank you. I didn't do it on purpose. I've just kind of been hanging out up here, I guess, and hoping that it continues to stay there.
That's spoken like a true actor. Oh, I've been doing all this good stuff, and I just want to keep going. You just want to keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So when the show is, we've got Marvel's Moon Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We are so excited because it's Christy, your kids.
Yeah. I mean, this is the next big thing, you know, it's like, it's so fun to get behind something like this for the obvious reasons of having an amazing cast, having an amazing, you know, crew that we know intimately. Right. And we know, like we said, we know that Steve and his crew and anyone he is working with have such a vibe. They put so much of themselves into this that I already know that watching this is going to be, it's going to be transformative. It's going to be really unique. And Rafael Sadiq is doing the music.
So cool. So yeah, so we've got Marvel's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. It's available now on Disney Channel and Disney Plus.
Yeah.
This is a whole new look and focus for the Marvel Universe. It's really, really cool. As Christy said, this is the future. This is where it's going, and it's going to some very cool places.
Yeah.
So we absolutely can't wait. Now, I know with the way that this business works, you're not normally, there's a lot of things I'm sure you're doing that you're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, I love that smile.
Just how the business always works, especially with voiceover actors. You're always like, I've got 9 things I can't talk about yet. Is there anything you can tell us about that you have coming up that you would like to that people to know about?
Well, Moon Girl has already been greenlit for season 2.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And there are a lot of, it gets really deep in season 2, and there are a lot of surprises.
That's okay. That's okay.
But I
you don't have to get in trouble. We certainly don't want you to get in
deep,
any trouble.
And there's a lot of surprises is to me all we need to know. I mean, every season cannot stay exactly the same. Things do need to change a little bit. And so that's so cool. Oh, and she did tease the Spider-Man thing. I don't know, guys. I don't know if there's going to be anything.
Well, that's something that I would hope.
She said she didn't tease anything. She said she hopes there's a crossover. We would love that. We would love that. There's a bunch. I would like to manifest some as well, just because it's so cool in the world. And you're talking quantum physics.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're talking Ant-Man and the Wasp. But we're also talking the possibility of time travel, so maybe somehow ending up with like a Tony Stark crossover. I think there's plenty of things. There could be things going back. I told you I'm a total nerd. There could be things going back to. Talking Captain America.
Go, Will,
We're going way back. This is the joy of the quantum physics. Is anything is possible? I love that so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people hit you up on social media if they want to follow you?
I'm just at Diamond White. That is all my tags.
I love that smile. So Diamond, we are totally like here for you. We're excited for you. We're rooting for you. My girls will be watching you. And we're just really excited. This is really great. Thanks for stopping on our little podcast here.
Yeah. And already a character walking around Disneyland.
That's crazy.
Yes, I know. It's insane. I didn't believe it when I heard it first. I was, it's crazy.
That
you deserve it.
So cool. Yeah, totally, totally cool. So once again, because everybody has to see it, Marvel's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, it's available now on Disney Channel and Disney Plus. Check this one out. It is, you're going to be getting in on the ground floor of everything that is going to be happening in the Marvel world, because this is totally, totally cool. Diamond, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're really busy with all of the press for this, because it's going to be a huge show. And we just really appreciate, as Christy said, you stopping by our very little podcast. Because we so appreciate you being here.
Hey, man, we got thousands of contest
applications. Yes, we did.
Right now. I'll dive in what we're doing briefly.
We are in the middle of a contest we have, which is aptly named the Super Awesome Contest to Become the Next Big Voice Actor.
That's the entire title.
Oh.
And so we are America. You will appreciate this as an X Factor contestant. We are essentially American Idol styling a contest across the country where we are going to find the next big voiceover actor who's an amateur. And they sign with my agency, and they get to be the voice of our podcast. And they work with Emmy Award winning directors.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're looking for a colleague for all of us. So maybe someday you're going to be in the booth with somebody that started by winning the Super Awesome Contest to Become the Next Big Voice Actor.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I started when I booked the role for Lunella. It was just a wide cast out audition, and you know, after that I booked it.
See, there you go.
You guys have hope. She's so talented. She's amazing, and now you could be next.
That's the thing. Yeah. We're giving the opportunity, but at the end of the day, Diamond had the talent to do it. So we got to find the person with the talent to back it up, which you clearly have. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Break a leg with the show and with season two. Already announced season two. And we've heard there are some awesome surprises and it gets very deep, which means they are already thinking long term with these characters. And I cannot wait because I am here for that. That's my favorite thing in the world. So thank you so much, Diamond, for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yay. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Diamond.
Wow. You once again, looking at the resumes of some of the people that we have on our show, she's just been crushing it. And this new new show, again, plugging it again because I really can't wait. I love any of the kind of quote unquote lesser characters that then they move to mainstream. I mean, that's what happened with the Guardians of the Galaxy. It was nobody had heard of Guardians of the Galaxy and then boom. So Marvel's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur is available now on Disney Channel and Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to be able to talk to somebody like Diamond because it's such an inspirational story and somebody who everybody who listens to this podcast should go and follow and watch because this is what we're talking about. Getting your shot and grabbing it and not letting it go. So thank you to Diamond. Again, Marvel's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur available now on Disney Channel and Disney Plus. And go check out everything Diamond's done because she is fantastic. And thank you, Diamond, for joining us. Your kids are going to love this show, Christy.
I can't wait. I get to flex, man. Thank you to this podcast for me to be able to flex with all this awesome stuff.
Oh, that is so cool. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will get into this in the next couple of weeks. It's going to get crazy. Just remember, if you think you got what it takes to do what we do, step up to the microphone and put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman, and Vicky Ernst Chang. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.